Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. I have known for the last 15 years Alfred Zuccaro Jr. He is the president of International Council of Advisors, LLC, the founding company of the World Trade Center of Palm Beach. And this has been a dream of Al Zuccaro Jr. to bring more trade into Southern Florida from throughout the world. And we have with us today also Rose Sager, and she is trade representative for the Kingdom of Bahrain. To tell you a little bit about our guests, Rose Sager, born and raised in Bahrain. Rose Sager immigrated to the United States, where she received a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Business from the City University of New York. Her career has included positions in the financial and insurance industries and training director at a major U.S. airline. Al Zuccaro Jr. is a graduate of Fordham University. He holds a magna cum laude degree in economics. Al Zuccaro Jr. attended Nova University, receiving a Juris Doctorate law degree in 86. He is a member in good standing with the Florida Bar, practicing in the area of immigration law for much of his career. But we're going to be talking about the unique relationship between Bahrain and the World Trade Center of Palm Beach to bring more trade, economic development, and now even more philanthropy. And that's what I want to start talking about Bahrain and Palm Beach, Florida, as leading locations to articulate how the influences of these two markets can strive to improve the human condition in that region of Southern Florida and Bahrain. Rose and Al.
Well, thank you, Brian, for such a nice lead-in. You're very kind. Rose and I have been looking forward to this interview, and so here we are, and your topic is of considerable importance, especially with the condition of the world now with the pandemic that's traveling around the world and things that are challenging economies. And improving the human condition is something that I think is the intellectual base for why we strive to do greater economic development and to be able to present opportunities to the masses around the world to encourage them to be better at what they do. But perhaps Rose can address the Bahrain side of the situation better than I.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having me. The Kingdom of Bahrain, a relatively unknown little country up until this year with the Abraham Accords, and now the latest that it's one of the top three countries leading the world in COVID vaccinations, is a true hidden jewel. It's located in the Arabian Gulf, just off the eastern coast of Saudi Arabia. Very small island, about 300 square miles. And what we lack in size, we more than make up for in hospitality, warmth, leading business edge, and in the financial industry, we are considered a financial capital of the region. So we would like to tell you a little bit more about Bahrain whenever we're ready to discuss specific topics. But we have a lot in common with Palm Beach and hopefully we can build a bridge between the two countries and cities.
Now, Brian, Rose's point about having a lot in common is very apropos. When we did the interview a couple of weeks ago on our Zoom call with representatives from Bahrain and representatives from the south central southeast section of the state of Florida, we uncovered a number of things that are very attractive. For instance, Rose said it's an island. Well, Palm Beach Island is an island. It is the financial. It is a small island with significant financial impacts through its businesses and through the people that do business in Bahrain. Palm Beach has become similar to that. Our market down here has improved. The banking and finance industry in Palm Beach County is now tops about 2,400 businesses in that industry with some 50,000 employees that are employed by those businesses. So the relationship, the basis for building the relationship is that we have similar interests, we have similar likes and dislikes, and we represent as small islands, we represent larger communities. Bahrain being the gateway to the Gulf, and Palm Beach being a very significant space now, where a lot of finance companies are relocating from the bigger major markets and realizing that they can do business in Palm Beach just as well as they can do business anywhere else. So we're building on that. And that says that a lot of the wealth and influence of the world passes through both our locations. Now the objective that Rose and I have is to connect them together so they begin to talk to one another and find ways to improve the business and hence improve the human condition.
Let's talk, if somebody is listening in Washington, D.C., Northern Florida, or Montreal, and they are interested in fostering a better relationship between trade in Southern Florida with the World Trade Center Palm Beach and the Kingdom of Bahrain, how can they get involved? Is there a website? Is there an email address or phone? How can they get involved?
Well, World Trade Center Palm Beach is one of 320 World Trade Center license holders around the world. It's an organization that's enjoyed prominence for the last 50 years. It's the largest private trading network that exists on the planet. World Trade Center Palm Beach being one of them, we represent or try to represent a series of communities or counties surrounding the largest freshwater lake in the state, which is Lake Okeechobee, and representing a variety of industries that are growing. Florida used to be simply a destination for tourism and vacation and things like that, but in the last two, three decades, it is remarkably different. Our population is exploding, and business and finance are finding their way down. Rose and I have met over the last few months, and we have been developing these platforms. World Trade Center Palm Beach is, the website is located at www.wtcpalmbeach.com. And if you go out to that website, you'll see the Zoom event that we did a couple of weeks ago, which tackles many of the items that you're referencing, and people can contact me directly. And they can contact Rose directly, and I'm sure we would be happy to give our phone contacts and email contacts to you as this conversation moves forward.
Well, you can do that now if somebody has a question and wants to get a hold of you or read on your websites.
Okay. As I said, the website address is www.wtcpalmbeach.com, and my name is Zucaro, Z-U-C-A-R-O. First name is Al. I'm the founder and president. The organization's been in existence for about 20 years now, and my phone number is 561-644-1665. And Rose, would you give your information, please?
Yes, thank you. My email is rsager, S-A-G-E-R, at bahraingateway.org, B-A-H-R-A-I-N, gateway.org. Phone number is 516-410-4005. You can also check a website, BahrainUSA.com, for more information about the Bahrain business opportunities, culture, and just general information that will lead you to other agencies in the country. Bahrain is a small, safe, secure, and liberal country with a high standard of living. It is a very open country. We have religious tolerance. We accept, welcome, and respect all faiths. And it is considered a most diverse country where we don't just coexist, we respect all other cultures and religions. It's very diversified economy, financial being part 30% almost. It is green conscious, and the World Trade Center in Bahrain is the first structure in the Gulf which has power generated by the wind turbines, and it's considered the first structure in that region that's green conscious. It's strategically located. Trade can be done by air, sea, and land. And the best part with U.S. businesses is that we have a free trade agreement with the U.S., which means just about all goods and services made in the U.S. can go into Bahrain duty-free. But it's not just for Bahrain. It's considered a gateway for the entire Gulf region. So you can set up a base in Bahrain and do business with the Gulf Cooperation countries, which is UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and the largest one in the region, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Bahrain's people, they're educated, bilingual, a trained workforce, and English is the business language. Women are free to do as they wish. They have no restrictions. In fact, they make up 49% of business owners and entrepreneurs. We offer a very good quality of life, wide range of entertainment and leisure activities, and we have a highly favorable tax environment. There are no corporate taxes, no personal or withholding taxes, and no taxes on capital gains for just about all industries. And there's no restrictions on repatriation of profits. We also consider ownership of foreign companies to be 100%, so you do not need a local partner. Individuals may purchase land, freehold, and own their own business, no restrictions. And we also have no exchange risk. The dinar is pegged to the U.S. dollar. And we make it very easy for the businesses to come in and set up. We have a one-stop facility, and we consider it a red carpet treatment, not red tape. So you come in, apply for a license, and from there you go to the next desk and arrange your space, your IT, your bank accounts, all in one location. And we really welcome businesses anytime. We are here to support from the embassy in Washington, D.C., and myself, and of course through World Trade Center Palm Beach. You can reach us for any type of inquiries.
It's such a wonderful explanation that you give there. I'm ready to go move to Bahrain. In fact, we are beginning to plan for a trip to Bahrain as soon as travel restrictions are lifted, and we will put together a delegation to travel there and invite a delegation to visit the United States through Palm Beach. We really see the synergy between Bahrain and Palm Beach as a valuable portal for introducing our businesses to the Gulf region and the Gulf region's businesses to us. One of the things that Rose was talking about was the free trade agreement. The free trade agreement has created opportunities in Bahrain for U.S. businesses that allow for the avoidance of tariffs and duties. If you're a business looking to to import or export to some of the Gulf state countries, if you go directly to them, you are subject to additional costs. But if you establish your relationship in Bahrain, you operate in Bahrain duty-free, and tariff-free. And then from Bahrain, you operate into the Gulf nations duty-free and tariff-free. So you actually are receiving an advantage by establishing yourself or a business in the country of Bahrain and then doing business in the Middle East from there. It's very exciting, Brian. I'm very excited to have developed this relationship with Arose. She is Palm Beach County based, so she and I have an opportunity to meet socially and get to know one another better. But her responsibility is to introduce the opportunities within Bahrain throughout the United States. And my opportunity is to have, actually, it's probably United States and Canada. And my opportunity is to have a relationship with some 50 or so other World Trade Centers in the United States and Canada to bring all of these opportunities to their doorsteps.
Well, it's a wonderful effort, and it brings two regions of the world closer together for jobs, economic development, and trade. Our guests, again, are Rose Sager, trade representative for the Kingdom of Bahrain, and Alfred Zuccaro, Jr., president, International Council of Advisors, the founding company of the World Trade Center, Palm Beach, Florida. If you're listening in northern Florida, New York, Buffalo, or Toronto, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. The station ESPN AM 1520 has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox in each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding Erie County Clerk Mickey Kern, Sheriff Tim Howard, and Michael Blihash from Philadelphia, a leader of the Polish American community there. Coming up, we're going to have Richard Earl, the grandson of Harley Earl, who designed the Corvette, the Camaro, and the Firebird in the 1950s and 60s for General Motors. Eric Reichert, former International Vice President of Ford and Chrysler, and former U.S. Ambassador Eric Javits, nephew of former U.S. Senator Jacob Javits. A little bit more information about our guest. Rose Sager was given the position of trade representative for the Kingdom of Bahrain in 2006 upon the implementation of the U.S.-Bahrain Free Trade Agreement. Under the auspices of the Trade Office at the Embassy for the Kingdom of Bahrain, her role is to facilitate and promote the Free Trade Agreement, increase bilateral trade, and establish major business government contacts. In 2008, Al Zuccaro Jr., started Palm Beach Investment and Finance, LLC, a USCIS approved and regional center identifying foreign investment opportunities leading to permanent resident status for foreign investors relocating to the United States. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what you're doing with these two markets to improve the human condition throughout the world, not just in southern Florida or in the Kingdom of Bahrain, but worldwide. We talked a little bit, Al and I talked a little bit about programs in education, healthcare, charity. Let's talk about the global improvement of our human condition. Al Zuccaro Jr. and Rose Sager.
Well, let me take a shot at responding to that a little bit. That's such a broad topic. But to focus in on it, one of the realities of the two marketplaces is that some of the great wealth of the world passes through these marketplaces on a regular basis. And great wealth of the world is really not all that interested in who's trading what to which country. Those are things that they hire managers to do. great wealth of the world looks for things that looks for the next thing, the next level, the thing that changes the pattern. And the world is in a really bad position at this point in time, and I can't imagine that the wealth of the world are not interested in finding ways to improve that, finding ways to bring fresh water to people in remote regions, finding way to provide electricity to people that don't have electricity at this point in time. I mean, we take for granted, the three of us sitting on this phone talking in a country like the United States, that you turn on the light switch and the light goes on, you turn on the faucet and the water flows. That's not the condition of the world as a whole. And great wealth, the people of great wealth have an interest in developing those kinds of changes. So, at least from my point of view, connecting the personalities that pass through the island of Palm Beach with the personalities that pass through the island of Bahrain is an opportunity to engage in those conversations and lift people out of the misery that some people suffer throughout the world. And it's been happening. Technology has allowed us to do that, but it's something that has to be done on a regular basis.
Rose Sager?
Awesome. Yes, thank you. Also, His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, the King of the Kingdom of Bahrain, has written the Kingdom of Bahrain Declaration, which basically states, faith illuminates our path to peace. For hundreds of years, different religious groups lived harmoniously side by side in Bahrain, fully practicing the tenets of their respective faiths in blessed, peaceful coexistence with each other. We humbly offer the centuries-old traditional Bahraini way of life as an example to inspire others around these principles. And this was written by the king and initialed in California in 2013, and the declaration has gone around the world. The King Hamad Global Center for Peaceful Coexistence is considered a center in Bahrain, and it will be the world's leading meeting place for all important dialogues, conferences, and events related to religious freedom and interfaith dialogue and mediation and the promotion of peaceful coexistence as a means to combat terrorism and extremism, as we strive to share His Majesty King Hamad's message of mutual respect and love, and we consider his message a gateway to bring peace, harmony, and unity amongst all the faiths.
Very good. A wonderful program. Again, if someone is listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Toronto, or Washington, and they'd like to get involved with trade, economic development, job development between the Kingdom of Bahrain and Southern Florida with the World Trade Center, Palm Beach, where should they call, write, research?
As I said before, you can reach out to me directly. My mobile phone number, which rings on my hip, is 561-644-1665. I'm a 24/7 guy. Hours don't really matter when you're dealing in a global world. So my website is www.wtcpalmbeach.com, and we are very encouraged by the opportunity to serve others. And I thank you very much, Brian, for giving us the opportunity to be able to share some of these thoughts.
And Rose, do you want to mention the website or email to reach you?
R. Sager, that's Sager, at BahrainGateway.org. My phone number is 516-410-4005. And we are here to assist with any inquiries.
Al, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add one comment to what Rose was saying with regards to the King's Proclamation. Currently, the main theme for World Trade Centers around the world is simply "We Grow Trade." But it was built, the organization was built on the proposition of peace and stability through trade. So, you know, the bottom line is that if there is an economic interest that is being fostered and maintained, you can come to a peaceful solution, because war does not generate good economics. So that's the only comment that I wanted to make. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
We have a few minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Just wanted to talk a little bit about this Bahrain being a one-stop facility for business processing and licensing. You say red carpet, not red tape. Al Zucaro is the president of the International Council of Advisors, the founding company of the World Trade Center, Palm Beach, and Rose Sager, trade representative for the Kingdom of Bahrain. How is this a one-stop facility going to help with trade between Florida and the Kingdom of Bahrain?
U.S. businesses can come to Bahrain and set up their entity in Bahrain in one location and get it all set up. Within 4 or 5 business days, they can be operating a business based in Bahrain and would be considered a Bahraini entity. And that will give them free trade status and take advantage of the free trade agreement amongst all the other GCC countries like UAE, Saudi Arabia, and the other three, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman. That it opens up a whole new business model. So just as Bahrain is a gateway to the Gulf region, Florida, Palm Beach County, can be a gateway not just to Florida market, but to the rest of the USA and to Latin American market. So we look at both sides of the ocean as gateways to their within their own region.
Al Zucaro?
Well, Brian, if you put a compass point in City Hall on the island of Palm Beach and draw a 5,000-mile circle, we are at the epicenter of the entire Western Hemisphere. So, and Bahrain is at the epicenter of their own region. So, these two entities, Bahrain and Palm Beach, have an opportunity to merge people, merge philosophies, and move forward in an effort to improve things around the world through the development of industry.
Okay, I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from Rose Sager, trade representative for the Kingdom of Bahrain, and Al Zucaro, president of International Council of Advisors, founding company of the World Trade Center, Palm Beach. And thank you to Kevin Carr, director of production, for the past 15 years. You've enlightened us a great deal. We hope there's more trade and economic development between the World Trade Center, Palm Beach, and the Kingdom of Bahrain. Thank you for enlightening us, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.